So this hit everyone's Twitter timeline yesterday, and man, everyone's pissed off, and I don't blame them. What you are seeing here is a gargantuan fly-tip area in Oxfordshire. So if you're not aware, fly-tipping is just the illegal dumping of rubbish in the countryside or in the middle of a town or whatever. And this took everyone by surprise. It was like, well, I mean, what the hell are we looking at? We are looking at a gargantuan, like, trough. Apparently it's like 20 feet high of rubbish that somehow got dumped. And nobody knew who dumped it. Nobody knows who's dumped it. I mean, this can't have just happened overnight. This must have been going on for a while, right? Now, apparently this was done about a month ago, but this has only just come to people's attention. But yeah, it's being described as a grotesque mountain of waste in a field in Oxford. Now, I'm not going to lie, right? I've seen a lot of people saying, yeah, I want really harsh penalties for this, and I completely agree. There is something spiritual about this that offends me about what has happened here. Like, the beautiful English countryside, and someone, God only knows, has just dumped hundreds of tons of rubbish in it. Now, it's not just people walking into the countryside and just slinging their hook over there, you know. Like, it's not that. What it is some kind of organization that has done this. But, of course, there are more problems elsewhere. But anyway, so on this is just genuinely appalling. Just completely unacceptable. And I can't help but feel that this speaks to, a kind of lack of concern about the country itself. Who is prepared to do this to our country is my question, and when will it be strung up for it? Anyway, this is right next to the River Cherwell. It's only a few metres away from it, so obviously everyone's worried about an environmental disaster, which seems very reasonable, that half-processed rubbish is going to end up leaking into it. Now, apparently they think it's criminal gangs. that are dumping waste, which is something quite new to me. I've never heard of this before. But of course, they think pollutants are going to leach out to the local rivers, going to damage the environment, and doubtless they're right. And the local councils are just saying, look, we can't afford to clear this up. We can't afford to clear up hundreds of tons of waste from the countryside. That's just outside of our budget. The local areas can't afford that. And so they're appealing to the government to fund the cleanup of this. And, okay, yeah, good. I mean, I guess it's got to be done, right? And then whoever did this has to be brought to justice. The Environment Minister, Mary Cree, says that the government has inherited a failing waste industry that has caused an epidemic of illegal fly-tipping. That's interesting, isn't it? Because, again, like all things, Britain has infrastructure from decades ago, and now we have brought in literally in the last 5 years, something in the region of like 5 or 6 million people, let alone all of the other millions of people that were let in prior to that. And the country hasn't expanded to accommodate this. And that's not including the however many millions of illegals that are also here. So once again, we have a massively overburdened country where the infrastructure just isn't capable of sustaining it. And so it's apparently a profitable endeavour to do this. Apparently organised crime is making millions of pounds from illegal waste dumping in the UK. How is this possible? Like, I don't know anything about this, but apparently an inquiry found that it was a low-risk, high-reward criminal enterprise. Criminality is endemic in the waste sector. Oh, I wonder if it's anything to do with the kind of people that we hire for those jobs. Because, of course, these are not prestigious jobs. And so people in Britain, I guess there are some people in Britain who are like, I don't want to do that. But the thing is, being a bin man is actually not a terribly low-paid job. And I don't think it should be. I don't think there's anything indignant about these kinds of essential service jobs. I think they're completely necessary. And I'm happy for them to get paid what they deserve to be paid. And this is at the root of the strike of the bin men in Birmingham, which, of course, as we've covered many times, has led Birmingham to be an absolute shithole, as Tom Swarbrick found when he went there. He was just like, Jesus Christ, and the smell. Like, well, yeah. And so instead of Birmingham Council siphoning off money into their own pockets, they probably should be paying that bin men, the bin men, shouldn't they? But anyway, apparently, like I said, this is something that they are able to have a genuinely criminal industry, fly tipping, and make loads and loads of money. And this will cost us billions, obviously. Like, I mean, literally a billion a year to clean up, apparently. So it's costing us tons and tons of money. And what was interesting about this is that they say that it consists of plastic, foam, and wood that has been industrially processed. So I just want to be clear, this isn't random people just chucking their stuff in the countryside. What this is, apparently, is some sort of criminal waste disposal gang that has facilities, that has machinery, that can industrially process waste and then just dump it. Just fucking dump it in the middle of the countryside, and somehow they haven't been brought to justice? Like, this is just mental, isn't it? This is absolutely mental, and obviously completely unacceptable. And something in my 46 years of life I've never heard of happening. I've been over a lot of Britain's countryside in my time, and I've never seen anything like this. And I don't think anyone else has either, which is why it's been so shocking to them. Like, everyone's genuinely outraged about this, and rightly so. And so it's just like, okay, what is happening? Like, I'll play the video just so you can see it. And this is drone footage of just going over this absolute mountain of waste that goes on for a long way. Honestly, it genuinely is annoying me, and I'm going to stop it, actually, because it's actually pissing me off seeing it, especially knowing that, in fact, this was done by some criminal enterprise to make loads of money. Like that, again, that's annoying me too. So obviously the government should just no holds barred on this, find out who they are, abolish their business, arrest these people, charge them, send them to jail. Like, this is just genuinely not a controversial position to have. And it would be an easy win for the government if they were looking for easy wins. But anyway, the thing is, it's not just them, is it? Because we are actually facing a fly-tipping epidemic, as we found this report back in April tells us. Now, it's not just in places like Birmingham either, but there is a correlation with the new arrivals and rubbish piling up in these areas. And if you would, say, drop a pin on Google Maps to anywhere in, I don't know, India, the Middle East, maybe not entirely the Middle East, but, you know, the sort of subcontinental areas, well, you see why, right? Anywhere in Africa, like, these people do not take care of their own continents. They don't care. They think, like, watching, there are so many videos of it as well. Like, I saw one the other day of, a guy on an Indian train emptying the rubbish bin from an Indian train and then just throwing it off the train. It's just like, well, that's gone. Not my problem. And so, sorry, that's mental, isn't it? That's absolutely mental. But now I think about it, I did actually see sort of rubbish along a train line the other day, and I wasn't even sure if it was actually rubbish because it was kind of uniform, as in it had been industrially processed. I didn't know what to make of it. And now I think about it, it did kind of look like it was actually fly tipping. Oh my God. But anyway, as you can see from the image they're using there, this is not just criminal gangs industrially fly tipping, though. Apparently, 51% of UK adults have witnessed fly tipping in their local area. And so this is just, again, people with rubbish that they just throw into the countryside. This is, and obviously 81% of adults believe the government needs to do more to stop it. I mean, this sort of thing is what I'm talking about. There is, in fact, now I think about it, there is actually just an old sofa in the woods, like around the corner. It is not actually something that is terribly uncommon. And it is absolutely something the government should do something about. In the southeast of England, oh yeah, is there anywhere more diversified than London in the southeast of England. The figures are even higher, with nearly 3 in 5 residents seeing illegal rubbish dumping. The Lib Dems have said the figures expose a national crisis, and it is a national crisis. For us, the British, the English in particular, because this is happening in England mostly, it's not necessarily a national crisis for the people who have come here. And the Liberal Democrats freaking out about this is, again, another one of those, oh, this is parochially ours. The Lib Dems once again revealing themselves to be an ethnic party in the things they care about. Like when Ed Davey was like, people listening to music on the train or having loud conversations on the train. That's very rude to someone who isn't English. Yes, that's true, Ed Davey. But anyway, on this, again, once again, of course, I completely agree. Something needs to be done about this. And the thing is, this is happening a lot, right? So this is the Keep Britain Tidy movement. Apparently, England dealt with 1.15 million fly-tipping incidents in 2023 and 2024, which was an increase of 6% over the 1.08 million reported the year before. And most of this is household waste. 60% of it is household waste. And obviously the other 40% is this criminal activity, apparently. I guess the criminal activity is individually more impactful, but the mass of it is just unacceptable. And one can't help but wonder what kind of people are doing this. As Tom Swarbrick noted when he went to Birmingham, yes, this is causing a massive rat epidemic. Apparently, I don't know how they measure this, but the rat population has soared by 30 million extra rats that we didn't have. And when you ask the councils are like, listen, bro, what are we going to do about it? This is a problem that half of the councils in this country are like, we can't get on top of this. There's just nothing. 54% feel they will never get on top of the problem. A poll of 86 local authorities by the environmental charity found that 98% said that fly tipping is a problem in their area, with 70% reporting that it is a major problem. Oh, brilliant. Just brilliant. We're just, as the country is taken away from our control, as we are dispossessed from our feeling of possession of the country, things get worse. Things get dirtier. And now, I'm not just saying it's only immigrants doing this either. I suspect that there are definitely British people who do this as well. But I think that it's probably going to be disproportionately immigrant, right? And of course, we don't know. But one Dudley MP believes that actually this is done a lot by immigrants because they're not quite like us. Marco Longhi, the Dudley North MP, has sparked controversy by claiming immigrants do not adopt British values and are a cause of fly tipping. He's a Conservative MP. He told himself not to deal with asylum seekers. Has said immigration is having environmental impacts in parts of Dudley. He highlighted one area where people have lost pride in their environment. It's the most littered and fly-tipped area in Dudley. However, this was not always the case. People had pride in the local community, so what changed? Well, a long-term effect of immigration is the creation of parallel cultures and values at odds with ours. This has led to rundown areas where people have complete disregard of their local community and live in conditions that you would not expect in modern Britain. He says many immigrants have integrated into the British way of life, but too many don't have a basic respect for our area. And that's the point, right? They don't feel like they are custodians of this country. They don't feel like stewards of the land. Whereas we do. I mean, I remember in school being taught like the countryside code or whatever it was called, where it's like, okay, well, if you walk through a field, you must close the gate. You don't leave your rubbish because, you know, the animals will eat it and it'll make the place look disgusting. And so you always take your rubbish with you. You always close the gates. And there are other things I can't really remember now. But was there more to it than that? Just be respectful of the place the way you are and don't ruin anything or steal anything. Really not too much to ask, actually. But that's the point. That gave us this kind of feeling of, oh no, we're the custodians of this land. We're the people who have to take care of it in order to make sure that we live in a beautiful place. And we really did live in a beautiful place. But apparently, this isn't something that all people believe. And of course, Labour councillor was, oh my God, how could you say that? Oh, this is about funding cuts. And it's like, no, again, I doubt anything's actually been cut. Just like with the NHS, it's just demand has skyrocketed and we can't actually afford it, right? The councils are like, look, we can't fix this. We can't afford it. We can't fix this. And, you know, the central government is going to have to get involved because of the scope of the issue. Now, like I said, I'm not saying it's all immigrants that are doing it, and I'm not saying it's only immigrants that are doing it. There are definitely going to be loads of British people doing it as well. But again, I do suspect that the Dudley MP is probably onto something, that there is a disproportionate amount of it. And just finally, this is completely unacceptable. I would like really harsh punishments for the people who have done this to our country. I mean, look at the fields in the background, man. Beautiful green fields, beautiful hedgerows, lovely borders of trees, and the, you know, next to the road, and then just this fucking giant river of crap right next to it. It really is disgusting, and it really totally unacceptable. If you import the third world, you do end up becoming the third world.